So you can start shopping that way, physically window shopping. Physically drive by luxury homes that you dream about or want. Or physically go to like car dealerships and look at cars. Now I'll give you one other powerful technique. The closer you can get to the item physically, the more powerful this technique is. So if you're going to a car dealership, to look at the car is one thing, but to sit in the car is another. You begin to smell the smells and feel the textures with your own hands. There's tactile contact. That's very powerful at expanding your mind and your belief. It happens over time. It doesn't happen the first day, but it happens over time. Especially if you specifically want something, to go physically look at it and touch it and feel it, makes it more real and will bring it into your existence faster. Because when you physically see it and touch it, it becomes more real and the belief level starts going up. The anticipation that it can be yours starts going up. And the most powerful part of this technique is to physically believe that or imagine that how you're going to feel when you're driving that car, or how you're going to feel when you're living in that house, or how you're going to feel when you're wearing that watch. Go to a jewelry store and try a ring on. Try the watch on. Go to the clothing store and try that jacket on. Try that fur on. And imagine how you're going to feel when you're wearing this in real life. The closer you can get to it, the more you can get the anticipation, the better you will feel, and the more these things start coming into your life. How often should you do this? Every week. This should be a constant, ongoing process. Do you know the richest people in the world do this? I was chatting earlier with my friend, the billionaire, one of the other billionaires we were with, from Malaysia. And we're constantly dream building, every time we're together. I mean, you know, you can buy anything you want, but we're still out there. We're still looking. We're still experiencing. We're still touching and seeing, because we're still always working on building up our dreams. So dream building is a very effective technique. And the last technique, and this is one of the most effective as well as the Callahan technique when you're feeling bad, but it's something you should do every morning and every night automatically. You should do this as a habit every morning and every night automatically, no matter how good or bad you feel. But have this as another tool, in addition to the Callahan technique, to use when you do feel bad for some reason. It's called appreciation. You need to understand that every single person on the planet has something that they should be thankful for, that they should be grateful for, that they should make them feel blessed, that they should appreciate. So what this drill is every morning you ask yourself the question, what am I thankful for? And this gets you focused on anything or something. No matter how bad things are in your life, there's absolutely something you can focus on that you can be thankful for. And it doesn't matter what it is. I'm thankful for my great health. I'm thankful for having such a wonderful, lovely wife. I'm thankful for all of the experiences I've had up until now. I'm thankful for living in a beautiful world. I'm thankful for this gorgeous, sunny, magnificent day. I'm thankful for that tree that I can look at and enjoy. I'm thankful for this beautiful river that goes by outside of our windows that we can look at. I'm thankful for that beautiful meal we had. I'm thankful for these shoes I'm wearing. I'm thankful for my wonderful mother and how much love she's given me. I'm thankful for this success I've had in my life. I'm thankful for that success I've had in my life. I'm thankful for anything. You can pick anything to be thankful for. I'm thankful that I'm still alive. I'm thankful that I'm breathing. I'm thankful that I have the ability to think. I'm thankful that I have the ability to think of things that I'm thankful for. Go through this little exercise every morning for just a few minutes, 1 or 2 minutes in the morning and 1 or 2 minutes right before you go to bed. Just think, what am I thankful for? When you think of that, everything starts to change because you're now putting out and transmitting vibrations of love and appreciation and thankfulness, and the universe will start moving heaven and earth and will start moving mountains and start giving you vibrations in your life that will make you feel even more thankful. Remember this power. When you put out a vibration, that vibration relates to a feeling. And the universe will give you circumstances and events and put people in your life that will give you matching feelings. Feelings that will match the vibration that you're putting out. So if you are putting out a vibration of how lucky I feel, how blessed I feel, how lucky I am, how blessed I am, how thankful I am, how much I appreciate this. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you put out the vibration of thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, guess what's going to happen in your life? You have no idea. But those things that will come in, which you have no idea what they will give you the same feeling of, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're vibrating, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, guess what comes in your life? Circumstances and event that make you feel, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're vibrating, that makes me mad, man, I'm so frustrated. Guess what's going to come into your life? More events, circumstances, and people that make you feel, that makes me so mad, I'm frustrated. Do you understand? That's why the simplest way to create a magical life without going crazy is just simply transmit feelings without any specific attachment to a thing or a time. It makes life so much more of a wonder. Yes, you can focus on one thing and say, I really want that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But balance it out throughout the day by focusing on feelings. Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the miracles in my life. Thank you for the wonder in my life. Thank you for this wonderful feeling of just feeling great.